AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 20-year-old man has been arrested in the shooting deaths of five people inside a mall in Burlington, Washington. Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mike Holly says he spotted Arkan Shatin as he walked along a roadway.
I didn't run. I literally hit my brakes, did a quick turn, jumped out, and there was another reserve deputy, Eric Grombach, was coming down the other direction, and we both jumped out with our guns, and he just froze, and we directed him, and he complied.
Shatin, a legal resident from Turkey, was identified as a suspect by people who recognized him from video images released shortly after Friday night's shooting in which four women, ranging in age from a teenager to older women and a man, were killed. Police have released some of the body cam, dash cam videos of a fatal shooting in Charlotte last week. Russ Simpson with more.
Police claim Keith Scott had a gun, although his wife and other family members maintain he was unarmed. Scott's brother-in-law says the video has left the family with more questions than answers.
It does not make sense to us. How was it possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life? It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Scott could be seen slowly backing away from his SUV with his hands down, and it's not apparent if he's holding anything. Four shots are fired in quick succession, and he crumples to the ground, mortally wounded. I'm Ross Simpson.
Police in Baltimore say three gunmen shot and wounded eight people, including a three-year-old girl last night, before running away. All the victims are expected to survive. Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says the attack was in retaliation for a Labor Day weekend shooting in which a man was killed and two women were wounded. Funeral was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday for an unarmed black man who was fatally shot by a white police officer. Terrence Crusher was remembered by hundreds of mourners at that service. This is AP Radio News. Actor Bill Nunn, who starred in a number of Spike Lee films, is dead.
Raheem! Radio Raheem is now resting in power. These are the words of film director Spike Lee on Instagram, commemorating the life of veteran character actor and fellow Morehouse College alum, Bill Nunn.
I can tell you the story of right hand, left hand. It's a tale of good and evil.
The actor's credits range from Do the Right Thing, School Days, He Got Game, New Jack City, and the Spider-Man trilogy. According to his wife, Donna, Bill Nunn died at his home in Pittsburgh, where he had been battling cancer. He was 63. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Washington Nationals are the third Major League Division winner, clinching the National League East with a 6-1 win over Pittsburgh and a Mets loss to Philadelphia. Boston Red Sox are in the playoffs and dropped their magic number to win the AL East to 3 games by beating Tampa Bay last night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.